So, a very good evening, and Om Shanti. Can we have an Om Shanti? Om Shanti. So, it's a wonderful occasion. I know that there's many who are here in Gyan Sarovar, here in Madhuban for the very first time. And for the rest of us, it's a very wonderful homecoming. So my name's Brother Tim, and I'm from Australia, and I'll be guiding you through this evening's proceedings. So the topic we have for this season is living with limitless love. And so there'll be a bit of love, sharing a bit of love this evening. And I know we have people from BKs from all the different corners of the globe, and there'll be many tuning in as well online. So typically, what does Baba tell us that we do when we're happy? Is there anyone in the room who's happy right now? Yes? Yeah? Oh, yeah, good. Okay, good. There's some who are even awake. So, yeah. That bodes well for us. So what do you do when you're happy? Any suggestions? Dance? Yes? Okay, and along with dancing, what else might happen? Some singing? Yes. Yes. So there's a lovely bit of colour and movement happening backstage, so hopefully a measure of the happiness in the room. And we'll be having some dancing and singing. We'll be having a few cultural items, and then we'll be joined by some of our very dear seniors. So first of all, I would like to welcome the Malaysian group. And I'm told this is a fusion dance, so part Malay, part Chinese, and part Indian. So a warm round of applause for our first item, the Malaysian group.
Thank you. 将你摘下送给别人家，茉莉花呀茉莉花。
Tonight.
Thank you to the Malaysian group. So we've gone from many, so a big family in Malaysia. And we're going to a place that's a little bit smaller. So I don't know how many of you know where Reunion is, or Reunion. It's somewhere near the Mauritius, an island off the coast, off the Mauritius. And we have Sister Cecile, who is will be singing and dancing. It's a song by Harish Royal. And welcome, Sister Cecile. Thank you.
पिता सद्गुरु सखा तुम्हें तो एक हमारे हो शिक्षक तुम्हें रक्षक तुम्हें दिल के तुम्हें सहारे हो मिला सारे रिश्तों का प्यार तुमसे ओ बाबा जुड़ गई है मन के तार तुमसे
Thank you, Sister Cecile. She looked like she was having wonderful fun. Great time. So the song was, My Connection is with You, Baba. And next we'll be traveling to Thailand. Now, we're going to be graced by a flower dance. So this is a dance of flowers portraying a variety of beautiful flowers that have their own uniqueness and colours and fragrances. It is the gathering of flowers that reflects a harmonious and natural beauty. Whenever there's a variety of flowers coming together, it becomes a gorgeous bouquet, creating joy and freshness to whoever sees it and receives it. So as Baba is the master of the flower garden, we're all his flowers. Our unity and harmony will reveal the Father. So I'd like to welcome the Thai group. A round of applause, please.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So the tropics have been very well represented so far, and if you're feeling it's a little bit warm, we're going to have some representatives from some cooler places, but the hearts are nevertheless just as warm. So the Russian group will be sharing with us a portrait of the beloved. Welcome the Russian group.
Мы сидим у бабы на коленях
и качаемся на волнах океана. Ничего нет лучшего на свете этих встреч в огне прекрасной Яги. Баба, сладкий баба, баба, сладкий баба, снова мы на встрече, снова с нами ты. Слов уже не надо, просто будем рядом, просто будем вместе, слова любви просты. We sit on Baba's lap, and we swim on the waves of the ocean. There is nothing better in the world, these meetings in the fire of our beautiful Yagya. sweet Baba, Baba, lovely Baba, you are sun and ocean, you are best of all. Rays of love and silence, waves of yam and power, you have come and found us, you have made us whole. Baba, Mite Baba, Baba, Pyare Baba, Tirse Milan Mela, Amanate He, In Shabdon Megaon, Abhamare Sakhe, Tirse Apne Jezakam, Ko Banate He. Baba, сладкий Баба, Баба, сладкий Баба, снова мы на встрече, снова с нами ты. Слов уже не надо, просто будем рядом, просто будем вместе, слова любви просты.
So thank you, and one more round of applause for all our performers. Wonderful, create such a wonderful atmosphere of celebration. And at this point, I'd like to invite our senior most sisters to come and join us on stage, Janti Didi, Sudesh Didi, and Mira Didi. So if I could invite Mira Didi to share a few words. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Good evening. So first of all, I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to all the double foreigners, and particularly to all Baba's first-time angels in this Kalpa, to Baba's home, your home. I am sure all of you must be waiting for this day to be in Madhuban, to be in Baba's home, in Baba's lap. And as Baba says, at last, that day has come for which we have been waiting for a long, long time. So thank you to Baba, thank you to Drama, and thank you to everyone's fortune. Every year when we begin the double foreigner season, we always have a theme for the whole season. And as you see, this year we have the theme Living with Unlimited Love. Love is a word of four letters. It speaks everything, actually. Many times we ask ourselves, what made us to belong to Baba? Is it knowledge or is it love? How many of you say, it is love that made me belong to Baba? Raise your hand. Almost each and every one of us. It is love that pulled us to Baba, and later we understood the knowledge. And this selfless love, godly love, divine love, spiritual love has been sustaining us over the years. And so we are very, very, very fortunate. Not only we are being sustained by selfless, unconditional, unlimited love from Bap Dada, but from all the Dadis, Didis, and the whole entire divine family around the world. And so we are very special souls. We are very fortunate souls who have been sustained by God's love. And I'm sure in this retreat, this time we will have many, many opportunities to explore the love that we receive on different levels and how this love can become a power to reveal Baba to the world. And so let us have this awareness. Let us have this determined thought to, first of all, love myself so much unconditionally that I am able to share that love with the world family, with the nature, with the animals, everything around me. Because all that we need in our life today is love. When there is love, we can build bridges. And that will automatically put the pieces which has broken, and to bring peace in our mind. And so the tapasya, the yoga, the discussions that we are going to have throughout this time while you are here is going to enrich each and every one of us to come close to ourselves, come close to Bab Dada, come close to the Divine Family and to the world. So enjoy the rest of the time in Madhuban and enjoy savoring every moment that you are here so that it becomes a memorable experience when you return to your places. So once again, on my own behalf, I would like to welcome and extend hearty welcome to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Meera Didi. Now, if we could just invite Sudesh Didi to share a few words as well. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. What is filled in this Om Shanti? Om Love. Om Prem. Om Snehe. Om Shakti. Love is the greatest power. Love, unlimited love. First of all, greetings to all of you, including all of us. You have come in the ocean of love. We swim in the ocean of love. We are lost in the ocean of love. Unlimited. Baba's love is selfless love, unlimited love, eternal love, as you have heard already, many different aspects of divinity, purity, upliftment, encouragement. No one in the world would have received love letters from the Beloved that we have received. You enjoy every day Baba's love letter? Yes? Where do we keep this love letter? In a file? Where is love letter kept? In the eyes, in the heart, in our action, on our features. This is not love on a piece of paper. This eternal love lives in God's eyes, and this love lives in all of us, in our eyes. And each individual's love is very special because love cannot be copied. No one can copy love, because it is something which is eternal, coming from everyone's heart, and also showering this unlimited love, who is unlimited. And every day, when this love makes us realize how great is our fortune, how wonder His love. Every day the soul sings, Baba, aapne kamal kar diya. You have done wonders. You have made our life so pure, so divine, so benevolent, so kind. No one could make this powerful love that we receive, which purifies us, which accepts us as we are, respects us with a divine vision, with an unlimited vision, transforms shells into diamonds, thorns into flowers, worthless into worthy and worship worthy souls. He doesn't get tired, no. Every day, something special. This love brings gift, and He then makes ourselves as a wonderful gift for all the world, to create this world, a beautiful world, where there's harmony, happiness. Animals have love. Nature is full of love. Human beings are eternal love. This love is unending love. Especially Madhuban is the place where you can experience and also express your love. This is the place where we are able to recognize and realize how wonder. What is the wonder of God? That He, tiny little dot, and in this dot we all are merged, where He keeps us in our heart, and He says every day, acknowledges us, makes us aware, you are the light of my eyes. Really? Baba makes us light of His eyes. And we see with that light, this light is only filled with love. Makes our eyes also pure and loveful. And whoever gives drishti, this transformation takes place. Magic in His love. And so all of you, all of us have come to Madhuban to go into the depth of love and realize this love will continue for the whole cycle. It's not just ordinary temporary love. So we have experienced this, and now is the time that this spiritual love, pure love, is given the experience to whole world. Because people are thirsty of real, whether they are asking for peace, whether they are asking for happiness, whether they are asking for health, wealth, but in deep within is that only God can fulfill all our wish. And it is the time that we are able to share this in practical life through serving with selfless love, with benevolent love. So Baba has invited all of you in Madhuban, in Gyan Mal Sarovar. It is lake of love. Every day having a dip in this Sarovar of immortality, and becoming, transformation takes place, as it is mentioned in Mansarovar. Those who come dive in it, sick, emerge healthy. Are old, take a dip in it, become young. Are poor, become so wealthy, unlimited wealth. Such a transformation in life takes place that from all human beings are becoming now divine beings. And His trust, He loves us, but He trusts us. He has faith that Baba is creating this new world, and He now want to see the proof of love, to operate Baba, to create this world of love, harmony and happiness. Up to now we have said, oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. And this innocence, pure love of God says, child, help me. God, we say, God, help me. And God with his love says, child, help me. And he's happy to have a tiny bit of love. It is just like a little baby brings just a handkerchief or kitchen towel to the mother. The mother is so happy. And Baba is so happy. Little bit transformation takes place in us. He begins to sing the praise of us and reminds us how beautiful we are, how lovely we are, how divine we are. And this is the time to experience, enjoy that love and fill ourselves with all this power so that we can share the pure love of God with all. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sudesh Didi. And I'd now like to invite Janti Didi to speak to us. Many thanks.
Om Shanti. And a very, very warm welcome to Madhuban, your home. The whole story of Sangam Yug is a story of love. I don't know how many of you used to read romantic novels before you came to Baba. And if you did, well, you know that there's a beginning and a middle and an end. And so the beginning of this love story was that God had the thought of coming to meet his beloved children, the children who were lost, who didn't know where they were, didn't know what they were doing, didn't know who their parent was, didn't know where their home was. And so with love and compassion, the thought came in God's mind, let me go down and help my children. And as soon as God came on earth, he knew exactly where he wanted to go. And it was the one who had loved him for half a cycle, for thousands of years, the soul who had been searching for him and loving him and not finding him. And so he found this man, Dada Lekhraj, and decided to make his home there. He didn't ask permission. When there's love, you don't seek permission. And so he just simply took his place there and spoke and revealed himself so that this person would gradually get to know him. And as this person understood who is God and understood what his own role is within this unlimited drama, out of love, this person sacrificed everything he had for God. That was the power of love. And then when he came back and others saw him and he radiated love and light and purity and joy, they were drawn. Moths were drawn to the flame. Other people thought that it's this man. He's a hypnotist, he's a magician. Why is everyone going there? Why are people having visions? Why are they ready to let go of comfortable homes and children and everything they have? The power of love, the magic of love was working. And so a whole group formed, and it was the Om Mandali. It was the gathering of Om, and it was a journey of love. The other day, Baba was speaking about remembrance being a pilgrimage, a journey. And so for 14 years, whatever was happening in the world outside, they didn't think about it. They weren't touched by it. They were just on that inner journey of love, the pilgrimage of love, of remembrance. And by the time they came to Bharat, their love brought them to Abu. And again, they had more tapasya, another year of tapasya. But this time, even deeper love, because they were all under one roof. In Karachi, they had been in 5 different houses, and they could only meet Baba from time to time. But now in Abu, it was the experience of living with the mother, the father, the beloved, the friend, and experiencing just constant love all the time. Imagine, there was no food, or very little food available, but it didn't matter. They were just moving on the wings of love. Sometimes they didn't have warm clothes and it was very cold. Sometimes some of them got ill, but none of these things mattered because they were in that experience of love. And then around 1952, 53, 54, they went out to different places, and what they were sharing through their eyes was God's love. And people experienced that. And they became Brahmins. They were able to have spiritual birth. And the journey of love continued. Brahma Baba served for 33 years with love tirelessly. And then, further on, Avyakt Bab Dada served us for 49 years. Just imagine. Dadi Gulzar's love of total surrender, so that for hours and hours, first every other night, early days when we'd come to Madhuban, Baba would come every other night. And sometimes Baba would be with us from 7 o'clock in the evening until 4 o'clock. That was quite normal. That was regular. That was love. And sometimes, one time, Baba stayed with us through till from 7 in the evening through till 10:30 the next morning. The power of love. Dadi's love for Baba, that she surrendered everything to God so that Bab Dada could use her. And Bab Dada's love for all of us, sitting with us through the whole night and the next morning and sharing unlimited love, limitless love with us. And then Baba made another decision, and that was that Dadi Gulzar had done so much for 49 years that now it was time to let her be free from that responsibility. And Baba decided that now we had to go up to the subtle region to meet him, rather than pull him down here. And so this is the journey that all of us are on now. If I think about things on the physical level, then I say, well, Sakar Baba's role is over, Avyakt Bab Dada's role is over, now it's the incorporeal. But through the power of love, we can experience Bab Dada's presence, but also we can experience our own angelic form so that we travel to the subtle region, take on our angelic costume and experience the meeting with Bab Dada. Baba put it very beautifully that it's going to be a time in which everything is open. No limits, no restrictions. You can just fly to the subtle region and spend as long as you choose. No one will say, come on, your turn is over. No one is going to say, you fix a time, an appointment with the dadis. You can be with Bab Dada, you can be with the dadis, but you need to have your own love to carry you to the subtle region. So it's a very, very appropriate theme for the year, and especially for now. because some of you were coming here after COVID for the first time after COVID. Who's here after COVID for the first time? A good number. And Baba doesn't want you to feel that the dadis are not here. Where do we go? What do we do? Baba saying, fly. Fly with the wings of love and come to me there. And then there are many of you who are here for the first time this kalpa, and you raised your hands earlier. So the power of love has pulled you to Madhuban to be able to experience the sweetness of God's love, especially here. But also that when you leave Madhuban, you carry away that connection of love with God that is unbroken. And so enjoy each moment of your time here, filling yourself with love. But also, the whole purpose of God's coming was to awaken the soul. And so today's Murali, as soon as the record was played, the first line, "You are the ocean of love, we thirst for one drop," Baba instantly talks about the ocean of knowledge. And Baba's not just giving us one drop of love, Baba's giving us the ocean of love. But also, Baba's not giving us just one drop of knowledge, but Baba's making us into the master ocean of knowledge. So the power of God's love is a power that transforms the soul totally, from tamopradhan to satopradhan, from the stone intellect to the divine intellect, from a human with many weaknesses and sorrow into divine beings filled with God's love and light, so that each one of us can be those beings when we go back out there, and you know all the troubles that are afflicting the world at the moment, but you go back with God's light and God's love and share that with whoever you see. No friend, no foe, all are God's children. And so you go back as messengers of God's love and light. Enjoy every moment of your time here, and enjoy especially being lost in the ocean of love. Om Shanti.
So thanks again to our senior Didis for their very, very heartfelt welcome. And as was mentioned, for many of us it's a homecoming, but there's quite a big number who are joining us for the very first time. And we would like to acknowledge them especially. So for those who are with us for the first time, if you could please come down to the front of the hall, and we'd like two rows in front of the stage. So those who are here for the first time, please come down. I'm told there's 87 here, so please come down.